Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And in this episode, we're going to talk about why cybersecurity awareness training is important and talk to that 30% who thinks it is not. So I want to thank you for sticking with me as I've been somewhat, lazy, I guess, maybe a good one, in putting these podcasts out. I'm trying to do better. So hopefully over the course of the next several weeks, we'll get more back into a more regular routine on these podcasts. So again, I appreciate you for sticking with me on this. This episode, we are going to talk about cybersecurity awareness programs because there was an article. Sometimes articles come out that are just like, require a discussion. And this one is from a website called helpnetsecurity.com. This is from a couple weeks ago. And it says, 1 in 3 employees don't understand why cybersecurity is important. According to a new Tessian report, 30% of employees do not think they personally play a role in maintaining their company's cybersecurity posture. What's more, only 39% of employees say they're very likely to report a security incident, making investigation and remediation even more challenging and time-consuming for security teams. When asked why, 42% of employees said they wouldn't know if they had caused an incident in the first place, and 25% say they just don't care enough about cybersecurity to mention it. So there's more in this article you can look at. It's really not tremendously long. But I want to make the point of why cybersecurity awareness is training is important, and also maybe touch on why companies aren't necessarily doing it correctly. So the first thing is, as employees, you are still the most likely initial target vector for bad cyber actors to try to get into your company's network. They're going to send you emails hoping you click on them. They're going to send you links hoping you click on those. They're going to call you on the phone, try to get you to change your password. There's a host of different social engineering ways they can do this. There's actually an episode I did on social engineering. You can go back and listen to that one if you need more, you know, an updated thing on what social engineering is. But the key here is that you should take your cybersecurity awareness training important, or think of it as important. And if you are listening to this podcast, you are already doing that. So thank you very much for doing so, because that is my goal here for these podcasts that I do, this one and the Cyber Guy, is to keep people educated, help them stay safe so they don't necessarily have to call the FBI because they have an incident, or call their boss and say, hey, I clicked on a link and bad things are now happening. But the issue here is, this does not fall solely on the employee's issues. It falls on the company as well, and how they present cybersecurity and awareness training. So I posted this link of this article on LinkedIn, and I just want to read this slightly, because read something I wrote on LinkedIn, because I think this is kind of the point that I'm trying to make, is that I find that the information in this article largely to be true. About 42% of employees said they wouldn't know it if they cause an incident, because people just don't take it seriously. Because I created a unique cybersecurity awareness training that I put in a beta stage that one company told the employees to only watch a couple of the videos, completely derailing the purpose and intent of what I was doing. So I think companies, you need to look at cybersecurity awareness training and make it personal to your employees. Now, what I mean by that is, certainly you need to discuss the things that keep your corporate network safe, but you need to also present information that keeps them safe at home, especially now with work from home becoming a much larger component to companies, because now your home networks are part of the corporate network. So in this particular case, you need to actually take a more advanced look at cybersecurity awareness so you understand what those threats are that are targeting you, your network, your system, your people, your friends at home. Because, you know, you got to worry about your kids as well. And are they necessarily safe? So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, there is no right way to skin this cat, if you will. But there's a lot of wrong ways to skin it. In other words, the wrongest way, the most wrong way, I guess is a better way, I'm not an English major, is to stop the once a year cybersecurity awareness. Now, I'm sure a lot of companies no longer just do once a year, but how are you providing that information to your employees on a regular basis? And is it always just the same thing? Is it fishing training? And there's nothing wrong with fishing training, but let's be honest. We've been doing fish training for years. People are getting will get numb to it. You have to make varieties. You have to change up how you do your cybersecurity awareness training. You need to make it meaningful, and you need to make it short, meaning you don't want employees having to spend 2-3 hours a week once a month on cybersecurity awareness training. You can do it in 15 to 30 minute intervals once or twice a month. So people constantly stay engaged with understanding what cyber is, what it means, and being cyber smart, having what my friend Scott Agamon calls a cyber secure mindset. That just means thinking about cybersecurity all the time when you're engaged in technology. Now, if you're just, you know, you're on a kayak in the middle of the river enjoying your day, don't have to worry about cybersecurity. You don't have to have a cybersecurity mindset there. But when you're at home at night and you're on your cell phone and you're responding to emails that are work-related, or you're on your iPad or your work computer sitting in your bed at night, you know, then you need a cybersecure mindset. You need to understand what the threats are out there targeting. This is why I always say, understand the threats and assess your risk. I don't think enough people do that. This article surely proves that there's at least 30 to 40% of people that just don't care. But they will care when it becomes a problem in them, in their, in their workplace. So another stat in this article was 30% of employees do not think they personally play a role in maintaining their company's cybersecurity posture. Seriously? You are the main target that's going to cause the problem. So that being said, you know, if you are a corporate owner, think about how you do cybersecurity awareness training. Maybe think about doing it somewhat differently, coming up with a new way. If you're not sure how to do that, contact me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. The Get Cyber Smart email no longer works, so don't email me there. So it's Darren@thecyberguy.com. And, you know, I can help you get an understanding of cybersecurity awareness training. I can provide some suggestions on how to make it different. I could even, if you're so inclined, create a cybersecurity awareness training program for you if that's something that is of interest to you. So that is the quick little thing I wanted to talk about today on cybersecurity awareness. I hope you enjoyed it. Know that knowledge is protection. Please feel free to pass information about this podcast on to your friends, family, relatives, whoever else you think needs to hear it. Because as long as people understand the threats that are targeting them, they can assess their risk and they can proceed wisely online. Until next time, stay cyber or get cyber smart so you can stay cyber safe. Have a good week.